had in Waltham Forest. Why?
Well, I think there's dispersal from some of our neighbouring boroughs, as they've got the extra police forces, resources. Some of those gang problems have kind of moved into Waltham Forest because we don't have the same level of resources as those particular boroughs, and that's part of our 120 campaign to get more and more coppers on the beat in Waltham Forest to stop that happening in the first place. The other issue is, you know, it raises itself in Waltham Forest, Walthamstow, 1 year. It raises itself in other parts of London another year. You know, it does move around town quite a bit, and currently and very unfortunately we've got some particular challenges around it.
Okay, we'll go back to the dog track now. You've got Rick with you, Nicole. Is Rick around there?
Yeah, Rick's right here. Let me just grab him for you.
Hello there. I think it's absolutely amazing that the council, well, praise to Radio London for getting the councillors out, because they're not normally seen by the residents of the borough, so I think they've done very well. Secondly, I'd like to say that there's trouble in this borough basically because the Labour council have shut everything down. The Greyhound Stadium, they know full well, the London Accrodant have accused the council of encouraging them to close the dog track down, as Councillor Lokes knows full well. There is also, Bob Morton has actually put a plan to buy the Greyhound Stadium for £9 million, which is over the current market value. He's offered to give the council all their legal fees, absolutely everything, made 9 pledges to the council to hold that stadium, not just as a Greyhound stadium, but as a multi-use stadium for the youth of this borough. So it gets people off the streets, and that stadium can be used 7 days a week and create 1,500 local jobs. But the council can compulsory purchase.
Let me close you down there. Let me first of all say that any time, I think I've broadcast from this area here 4 times, and I've never had a problem getting a council out here. He's always been the one. So let me say that first of all. But there you have it. You say they owned it, they sold it. Now you've got the money. You've got the offer. Jobs for people in your part of town. High unemployment here. Why don't you take the money? Why don't we sort
but
it out?
London and Quadrant own it. And that's what Chris Robbins has been trying to do. He's going to be trying to broker meetings between the two sides, the side that's interested and the side that
owns it. Are you hopeful, Claude?
I'm hopeful that we'll finally get a solution to the dog
track. But do you appreciate
at some point or other? The reality is, the Chandler family sold the dog track.
Fine, you've said that.
Because they couldn't make money out of dog racing anymore.
Yeah, but you've said that.
That's the bottom
line. But here's the point. If I said to anyone, Waltham Forest, the thing they would all know about is the dog track. Do you appreciate that either keeping it open or doing something positive with the site would work well for you and would work well for the people of your borough?
Yeah, and we want a solution to it. Because whatever happens on that site, even in the short or medium term, it's going to create jobs and opportunities, you know, and we clearly have people that need housing as well, and clearly we want leisure facilities in our borough. But ultimately, the council does not own that site.
Okay,
that site is owned by London and Quadrant, who paid a certain price for it,
fine.
And clearly they want to do certain things with it.
Okay, you're with us for another 15 minutes. We'll take other questions. I want to move on now from the dog track. I want to move on now from the cinema. If you have another point to make, you make your way to Nicole and we can get it. If you're listening at home, I'm still looking for your texts, your emails, your Olympic moments. The Olympics, what's in it for you? We're in the borough of Waltham Forest, and now we hand you over to Kevin for those news headlines.